Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 13, 1805. Camped on a beautiful plain, 30 feet above the river, 23 and one-half miles up from the Little Missouri. Both captains write long entries today. First, Captain Lewis.
Being disappointed at my observations of yesterday for longitude, I was unwilling to remain at the entrance of the river another day for that purpose, and therefore determined to set out early this morning, which we did accordingly. The wind was in our favor after 9 a.m., and continued favorable until 3 p.m. We therefore hoisted both sails with the white pirogue, consisting of a small square sail and a sprit sail, which carried her at a pretty good gait, until 2 in the afternoon, when a sudden squall of wind struck us and turned the pirogue so much on the side as to alarm Charbonneau, who was steering at the time. In this state of alarm, he threw the pirogue with her side to the wind, when the sprit sail jibbing was as near oversetting the pirogue as is possible to have missed. The wind, however, abating for an instant, I ordered Druja to the helm and the sails to be taken in, which was instantly executed, and the pirogue, being steered before the wind, was again placed in a state of security. This accident nearly cost us dearly. Believing this vessel to be the most steady and safe, we had embarked on board of it our instruments, papers, medicine, and the most valuable part of the merchandise which we had still in reserve as presents for the Indians. We had also embarked on board ourselves, with three men who could not swim, and the squaw with the young child, all of whom, had the pirogue overset, would most probably have perished. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 13, 1805.
Captain Clark does not mention this near disaster, writing instead about the appearance of the river and the plains.
Set out this morning at 6 o'clock. The Missouri above the mouth of the Little Missouri widens to nearly a mile, containing a number of sandbars. This width of the river continues generally as high as the Roche Jaune River. Caught 3 beaver this morning. At 9 miles past the mouth of a creek on the starboard side, on the banks of which there is an immense quantity of wild onions or garlic. At about 10 miles higher, we pass a creek about 30 yards wide. This creek I took to be a small river. We saw 8 buffalo at a distance. We also saw several herds of elk at a distance which were very wild. We camped on the starboard side in a beautiful plain. I observed more bald eagles on this part of the Missouri than usual, also a small hawk. Killed 2 antelope in the river today. Captain William Clark, April 13, 1805.
The first creek Clark mentioned was Lucky Mound Creek, a corruption of the French, L'eau qui monte, which translates as water that rises. The second creek was Shell Creek. Both are now inundated by the Garrison Reservoir. Tomorrow, evidence of spirituous liquor.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.